really to look around and realize that there are nothing new. Everything's been before and will be again. And it reminds me of God's insisting on having us aware that he is in the control room, but we had our existence in him before we came into this realm. And that is something most people just want to run from. They think that just because they landed in the earth and God gave them an earth suit, that that's their beginning. It's not. And I do believe that, you know, when you look at 4,000 years from Adam to Pentecost, I mean, you know, you've got to remember that God is definitely not perturbed about anything. He doesn't get upset. He just lets you know what's happening. And sometimes we need to be aware that he is on the job and he is doing and he is ever returning us to what we were. And you say, well, wait a minute. We're not Jesus, are you? Ha, 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 ha. We are. We're in Christ. We're in the anointing. We're part of the body. It's like saying to me, okay, prove it to me. Well, he says, we are just like the body. And if your little toe hurts you and you're in pain, tell me if the whole body isn't hurting. I put on a new pair of socks this afternoon, and there was a thread hitting my little toe. And every step I took, I'm saying, oh, I got to get rid of this sock or something. You know, because there was no way that it was my shoe because I've worn the shoe before. And there was no injury on the toe. But one string, one little thread. Can you relate? One little tiny pebble in your shoe. And tell me what happens to the whole body. Keep walking on it, dummy. Right? Keep walking on it. Tell me you're perfect. All of a sudden, you're going to have a big hole in that foot. And I believe that God is trying to tell us something. When we are a part of the body, we are the part that he has made us. Not dictating to him which part we are, but letting him reveal to us which part I am. Okay? I want to take you to Acts chapter 2 because it would not be right if we went by the Feast of Pentecost without recognizing what that feast did and what it was purposed to do. So go to Acts chapter 2 with me. The book of Acts is the first book after you go through John. So it's not too hard to find. And if you have the Amplified, or maybe the King James, you'll find that verse 1 of chapter 2 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, is in the Amplification. It's not in the NIV. It said they were all together in one place. How many know that this was a Jewish feast? Where do you think you celebrated the Jewish feast? The temple. Thousands upon thousands of people. And these guys are in the upper room hiding out because they're what? Afraid of the Jews. But do you think they stayed there the whole day? I don't believe they stayed there. And if you were to walk from what tradition says is the upper room, which I question, because tradition has a lot to do with what, you know, people worship today. And they worship buildings, and they worship this, and they worship that, and they forget the God of the gift of worship. So I'm not trying to accuse anybody. I was there. I lived in that space, so I'm not accusing myself. I was where I was, and God loved me then, and he loves me now. But that doesn't mean that I need to stay with a mindset of a second or third grader when I should be by now, hopefully a little bit higher up. Okay? So, suddenly, verse 2, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So they're at rest, and they're just sitting there, and the wind comes in, fills the house, and then their eyes were open. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. He didn't leave anybody out, did he? Each of them. Okay? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. As the Spirit. It is not me that produces tongues in my own heart. It is the Holy Ghost that does that work. And if you've never received, there's room for you. It's a gift. Verse 5, now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. That tells me now that they're heading out towards the temple. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each of them heard. Each one heard them speaking in his own language. You say, how can that be? Well, I can tell you that it's happened to me where my tongues have switched. And I was aware that they were a brand new language. I had no clue what it was. But I remember one night at a healing service, there was a lady from one of the Russian nations, I don't remember which. And I gave a message in the spirit, and she literally went wild because she heard and understood every word. I had no clue. But she understood every word. And one of her friends came over and told me afterwards that now she wanted to receive Jesus because for the first time she believed. Why? Because God enabled this mouth to release a word to a lady in distress. Could have been a man, a child, doesn't matter. God is able. Amen? Now, utterly amazed, they asked, verse 7, are not all these men from who are speaking Galileans? Now that tells you that they're visiting, but they're kind of sticking together. Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own native tongue. Now, I add the word native there because some people think, oh, just because I know this language or that language. No, you all started off with one when you were a child. Mama spoke to you in whatever language she started. And Daddy did too. That's the starting point. Whatever they started with is what they heard God being worshipped in that language. Coming from these individuals that happened to be from Galilee. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. Okay. First of all, I want to make one settlement. The reality is, it's Pentecost. It had fully come. They had been celebrating this feast every single year for many generations. It had never fully come. That day, it became a reality. It was a reality. Because God had finally released his spirit from Jesus Christ into the earth. Is he still here? Is he able to use you and me? So do we have to wait for Peter to stand up? Ah. Do we have to wait for John, Jim, and whoever? No, you can stand up. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now, why would Peter use an Old Testament scripture to wake up these people? Because they knew the word. They knew the prophetic word. They knew when they went to the synagogue on the Sabbath every year when it came close to Pentecost that they would read that someday the real Pentecost would break open and that it would be the Holy Spirit coming in the last days. And he would pour out his spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. He didn't say they might. So if you haven't prophesied yet, get out of your lazy basket. It's time for you to open up. You say, oh, I can't prophesy. Wonderful confession. Change it. You say, well, who am I going to prophesy to? How about your own kids? I remember one Sunday we were having a dinner in my dining room. And the Holy Spirit says, it's time. I have my whole family there. And the Lord said, go around the table. And I'll tell you, they were shaking. You know the meat of your rear end, when you get nervous, it shakes the chairs. I tell you, their rear ends were changing. Why? Because they didn't want to be there. And I heard about it, and I told them, shut up, listen. They didn't like it. But you know what? It was the day appointed. The day of Pentecost had come that day, and I walked around and I laid hands on every one of their shoulders, one after the other. And some of them were wiggling in their seats, wanting to run away. But they were waiting because I believe God had sat them down and they couldn't move. And you know what? It has not happened again for a while. But that doesn't mean it might not happen next Sunday at your house. Wait for the Lord to speak. Would you do me a favor? Close your eyes right now. I want you to lift one hand to the Lord, just your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus, it's time. Talk to me. Prophesy through me. It's time. It's time to shake the dust off of the people that I sit with. They're dying. And they need new life. Use me when you're ready. I'm willing. Hallelujah. I'm willing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you again, Lord. Use me. I'm willing. Hallelujah. I didn't want you to look at each other just in case somebody didn't want to say it. So I'm giving you that option, okay? Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and I will, what? They will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Did anybody notice it was windy lately? Thank you. Blood, fire, billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Why? Because they need salvation. This Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God, not by man. Say, my accreditation is from God.
My accreditation is from God.
Not from men. And there will be miracles and wonders and signs which God will do among us. Which God will do among us. Could be my kitchen table next week. Could be my dining room table next week. Could be my patio. Could be anywhere. When God is ready, I'm ready. Amen? All right. You know, there's a lot more to this chapter, and I don't want to go any further. But I do believe that if some of you have had a shaking going on the inside today, it's time to change. Don't go home like you came in. It's time to change. The day of Pentecost had fully come. It's 2,000 years since it has fully come. It's time it manifests in me. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Come on up. All of God's people said amen. Amen. I wiggled you into that one. All right. We need to pray because God has provided oil. I read earlier about pomegranate oil and the hyssop oil. Yep, come on. Make a circle. I don't want to go around there. I want to be together here so that we can lay hands on this because the table will be in the way. Hold on to that package that's going to Vermont. Come on, my friend. We need pause. All of you. Say, Father tonight.
Father tonight.
As we unite in one unit.
As we unite in one unit.
This is your Pentecost.
This is your Pentecost.
It is the time for you to pour out.
It is the time for you to pour out.
Your power.
Your power.
Your anointing.
Your anointing.
Upon this oil.
Upon this oil.
As we take it home.
As we take it home.
Father, show us where to apply it.
Father, show us where to
show me the persons that need to be blessed first.
Show me the persons that need to be blessed first.
I don't need to wait for the dining room table.
I don't need to wait for the dining room table.
Might be their bedroom instead.
Might be their bedroom instead.
Whatever you want, Lord.
Whatever you want, Lord.
I will obey.
I will obey.
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
All your hands together right here. And touch. Touch the container. Say, Father,
Father,
we release our spirit.
We release our spirit.
To intercede.
To intercede.
For the signs and wonders that are needed.
For the signs and wonders that are needed.
Wherever this oil touches.
Wherever this oil touches.
Whatever country, whatever nation.
Whatever country, whatever nation.
Let there be signs and wonders that follow.
Let there be signs and wonders that follow.
Because your word says.
When they're anointed with oil,
God would do the healing.
God will forgive their sins.
He'll wash them clean.
And
miracles and signs and wonders will follow.
Because God's hand
does it His way.
And
when He tells me,
to
anoint someone with oil.
To anoint someone with oil.
That includes me.
That includes me.
I will obey.